significant number of child migrants will arrive in this country from the so-called jungle camp in Calais. British and French officials have begun registering so-called unaccompanied minors who've been given the right to join relatives in the UK under an EU regulation. Our reporter Zoe Conway has been at the camp in Calais.
System that unaccompanied children with relatives in the UK found out that British officials had arrived to register them. Those announcements have caused a huge reaction here in the camp. Hundreds of mostly young men have gathered. They're close to some white containers where Home Office officials are registering people to go to the UK. There's a huge amount of confusion here with people desperate for information to find out whether they might be eligible to go to Britain. Have you been in to register?
Yes, they told me they got an address from my families in the UK.
And you're from Afghanistan?
Yes.
How old are you?
16 years old.
And how long have you been in the camp?
3 months.
And who is in England? Who are your relatives?
My family's two brothers and four nephews and their mother and brothers, yeah.
And how do you feel about the idea of going to Britain, to going to the UK?
Yes, I'm feeling happy because I'm enjoying my family's.
While the government says it's acting with urgency, it's not yet clear how the children will be transferred.
I'm Red Godfrey-Sagou, Operations and Programme Delivery for Safe Passage UK. What's happening is there has been a marked increase in activity, both from the French authorities and the UK authorities, on trying to work out how to get this done quickly. That has been noted. Does it mean that we technically have seen any operational plans on how it's going to be delivered? We haven't seen that yet. So we still ask those questions.
Do you think we might see something happening in the next 48 hours?
My sense is that what's potentially going to happen is, with the fact that the Home Office and the folks were here today, that they are working towards actually taking unaccompanied minors next week at some point. The pinpoint on that at the moment, it's difficult to say.
What was pretty extraordinary is once that announcement was made, I mean, hundreds of mostly young men all gathered here wanting to know what was happening. Were they eligible? Weren't they? Clearly a lot of them aren't, because they don't have relatives in the UK.
Right.
So there is a sort of danger here, isn't there? A sort of frustration building up.
It's always the case when there is a void. There is always the sense of heightened tension because people don't actually know what's happening.
Tension is never far away in this camp. One of the migrants has just got into a verbal disagreement with one of the police officers here, who then got out his pepper spray canister and pointed it at him. What's this? Is this the kids' cafe? Is it good, cafe?
Coffee's good.
Two cousins from Afghanistan are now hopeful that they'll be able to travel to Britain soon to join their uncle. And what do you want for your life in the UK?
I want to go to school. I want to study about language. I want to have good knowledge. This is my ambition.
And you, what do you want for your life?
We have one choice. We will go to school together. We will go to our uncle.
This is your one chance?
Yeah, this is our one chance.
Zoe Conway reporting there. Well, there's a council in this country, Hammersmith and Fulham, that's carrying out its own operation to try to find out which children in Calais are entitled to come here and then break the bureaucratic logjam, as they see it, so that the children can come here. Stephen Cowan is the leader of Hammersmith and Fulham. And what you've done is you've sent people over to Calais to try to find out those children who are entitled to come here.
Yeah, we know from the work Safe Passage have done that there's about 1,000 children there, and a significant proportion of those have the right to come to the United Kingdom. Many of them have family in the United Kingdom. The difficulty is that there's not the documentation to get them across the border and let them have their rights activated. So we put out a call to our social workers. 40 of them volunteered to go. Safe Passage paid for them to go. And what you now have
is charity. So Safe Passage Council. Taxpayers aren't having to pay for it.
No, they're not. It's Safe Passage are very kindly paying for it. But what you now have is about 30 social workers from Hammersmith and Fulham professionally assessing the children documentation, and then we will be able to say to the Home Office, we've now got this information, let's get them back in, and let's get them to safety.
And get them to safety. Are you prepared, then, in Hammersmith and Fulham, to offer them homes, or some of them?
Yeah, we've got lots of foster parents we've been working with for a very long time now who we're training up, and we said we'll take an immediate 10. We may take more, but I know other good councils like Julian Bell's Ealing and Lambeth and Redbridge and many others are all doing exactly the same. So the real issue is getting them into the UK, and if you go to the Calais camp and see the horrors there, I always as a child knew that adults had my back. I met a 9-year-old child back in August who was shivering with fear. Now, I was told a month ago that child's gone missing. So that can't be allowed to go on any longer. We've got to get those kids to safety.
And nobody would argue for a moment that what you're doing is important and should be done. But is it right that a local authority should be doing it? You've got all sorts of other problems. You have to worry about people in your own area who need help.
Sure, we're the only council in the country to cut council tax this term. We're the only council to take all children under bed and breakfast. We're the only council to abolish home care charges. We're doing lots here, but I think our residents in Hammersmith and Fulham expect us to manage their money well. No one's doing it better than us in terms of cutting council tax.
But you haven't asked them whether they want to do this particular thing.
I've been inundated by people coming up and saying, well done for doing this. I think people are fundamentally decent. They expect you to manage your money well, they expect you to manage your services well, and they also expect you to be compassionate and step up. And if you go and see the Calais camp, or just take a moment to look at the pictures, I have been taken back by the number of people who've been saying, glad you're doing this, I'll be
home. And is the Foreign Office with you?
They haven't told us so, but I would assume they should indeed be very pleased with the work we're doing, because we're helping the Home Office process information that will get those children to safety, and those children have a right to be here under the law.
Stephen Cohen, thank you very much.
Thank you.